Bless every day with a generous act. Bless every day with a generous act. This is Dr. Herbert L. Bierley, Dean of the University of Philosophy here in Campo, California, with the Absolute Philosopher. Bless every day with a generous act. Now, why would a philosopher create, activate, be, express generous acts? Why would a philosopher think about being generous? Why would a philosopher think about expressing itself in a generous way? Why would that be? Now, that's a good question, isn't it? Why would that be? Why would a philosopher think of himself in a generous way? Well, a philosopher thinks of himself in a generous way because a philosopher realizes that it is the allness of the universe. A philosopher realizes that it is the fulfillment of everything that exists. A philosopher realizes that all that is what it is. Now, it doesn't matter what a philosopher thinks about. A philosopher, from the human point of view, from the relative point of view, can think every possible human thought that there is. And a philosopher, from the absolute point of view, can think every wonderful thought that is. And the only difference between the philosopher on the human attitude and the philosopher on the absolute attitude is that the philosopher on the human attitude can sometimes be possessed and judge what he's working with, whereas the philosopher in the absolute realm, there's no judgment. There is no judgment because all is. Not just is, but as a term we like to use, but all is. It stands as an is. And you cannot judge an is by saying it is or it is not, because the is not is an is just as much as the is an is. Now, isn't that an interesting statement? The is not is an is just as much as the is an is. And the is not, let's just say, one is named Henry and another is named Jane, and the is that is Henry is not Jane, and the is that is Jane is not Henry. But Henry is just as much an is as Jane is an is, and Jane is just as much an is as Henry is an is. And Henry and Jane are the allness together in the oneness that all is, and in that there is no Henry and there is no Jane. So you see, in the absolute, there are no items that allow us to think as separate concepts, because it's not a separate is of Jane and a separate is of Paul. They're oneness. And so when we start thinking in absolute terms, we bless every day with a generous act. We know that inside of us is the allness of the universe. And as the allness of the universe is inside of us, if we feel like doing something, we go out and reflect this allness back from the universe, from within ourselves, by being loving, being gentle, being kind, being sensitive to what's going on in the universe, like saying, what a beautiful day. Now, the day may be very sad and very dreary, but we say, what a beautiful day, and for us, it is a beautiful day. This is a generous act. This is an act of the divine creative consciousness within us creating something on a beautiful and a fulfilling way. This is a wonderful and a fantastic and a generous thing to do. Now, we could have a terrible day, and we could say it is a terrible day. Now, what defines a terrible day? A terrible day is a day that for us is not an effective day to accomplish the things that we want to accomplish. It is not a day that is pleasant for us. It is not a day that is fulfilling for us. Now, is that day indeed in the allness, in the absolute, fulfilling for some? Yes. Could it be fulfilling for all? Yes. Could it be wonderful? Yes. Is it fantastic? Yes. Now, if we live in an area and the area is experiencing a drought and we would like to have moisture, we don't say, I would like it to rain. We say, my fields are moist. My fields are rich with water, are rich with moisture. My fields are rich with moisture. My yard is rich with moisture. Now, can you imagine if every farmer, instead of saying rain or irrigation, were to say, my fields are rich with moisture, and put that as a cause in motion, he would have his fields be rich with moisture. The seeds don't need the rain to make them grow. They need moisture. The seeds don't need the sun to make them grow. They just need warmth. And they need a balanced warmth. If the warmth is too great, it dries up all the moisture and kills the seeds. And if it is too much moisture, it floods the fields and washes away the seeds and washes away the dirt and washes away everything. And that's not what you want either. But you see, this is the uncontrolled universe that humanity tends to live in. Then this uncontrolled universe is one where we think it's going to rain, and we say, now just this amount of rain or that amount, the right amount. Well, hey, the soil is moist. We don't need the rain. We have the rain because it's pleasant, not because the soil needs it or doesn't need it. And the rain is not going to wash away the roads and wash away the community and be flooding. It's just going to be the ideal rain. It's like a gentle, soft rain that comes down and just makes everything feel so good. Oh, sometimes a torrential rain is kind of fun, and we find that a dramatic thing. But you wouldn't say a torrential rain every day of your life would be fun, would you? So, do a generous act. Do a generous act. Every day, bless every day with a generous act. And that generous act is, right now, all is in balance. Right now, the ground is moist with balance. Right now, it is warm. Right now, the seeds are growing abundantly and beautifully wherever I choose to have them grow. Right now, I am the creator of my world and my universe, and I create it good and very good. Words that are superfluous and words that are overwhelming and words that are destructive and destroying are not in my vocabulary. In my vocabulary are only words of love and peace. That's my generous act to my world. My generous act to my world is seeing my world in perfect harmony and perfect goodness and perfect right action. It's a challenge sometimes, but it's a good one. And it's a challenge that only I can handle. Now, am I willing to do this or not? And if I'm willing to do this, then I can have that beautiful response in my world. And if I'm not willing to do that, then I don't have that response in my world, and my world is not very nice. But it's all by my choice. It's all by my choice. I am the philosopher, and I bless every day with a generous act, because every day is my creation. And I want my creation to be exactly what I am in me. And I am my original purity and integrity. I am divine. I am the allness. I am the fullness. I am the quality of the universe. And that's all that matters. Join me in this realization, and you too can have that fantastic quality of all in divine right order, in a divine universe, in an absolute world. I love you. I love you. I love you.